When East Austin resident Arquette Alexander's son was in elementary school, she took him out of the neighborhood public school and put him in a charter school.
The passion that the teachers had been lost because of all the testing and everything.
Now, Alexander's youngest daughter is 3. She's interested in putting her back in the school district at the Early Childhood Center.
The passion that the other teachers have gives me hope as a parent that, you know, the kids can thrive here and that the AISD is doing something to develop the education in our early childhood kids.
Parents and teachers got a chance to tour the school last month. It'll open to 3-year-olds in the neighborhood this fall for half days. The district plans to partner with an outside agency to also run a 0-2-year-old program, and it hopes a partner agency will allow it to offer full-day pre-K instead of just half-day.
I saw this big gap that we had in the early childhood space and lots of parents needing those services. So it wasn't just saying we don't need an elementary. It was, oh my God, we've got another need that this facility is almost perfect for, already set up for.
That's Alan Weeks, executive director of Austin Voices for Education and Youth. He says the number of toddlers in the area is growing.
And it's growing from a diverse set of families that are in a diverse set of needs. You know, for kids to have that language ability going into pre-K already is hugely influential on their success down the road.
The campus has been a source of contention between the district and the community for more than 3 years. In 2011, the district partnered with the charter school IDEA to create an in-district charter there. But the community was against the proposal, and a newly elected school board eventually voted to end the contract. Last year, the school district signed a nearly $75,000 contract with Austin Voices to work with the community to determine Alan's future. Vincent Tovar with the community group Pride of the East Side was part of that committee. He says Austin Voices has been a great ally.
They did recognize that there was a lack of trust, lack of respect that the community had towards the district, and they've done a lot of work to change that.
The Childhood Center is the first step in a larger plan to retrofit the Allen campus as an educational hub in the community. The district also wants to create a STEM center for science, technology, engineering, and math studies, and create a smaller middle school program. But first, the school board has to approve a partner to help run the Early Childhood Center. The board is expected to vote on that on Monday. Kate McGee, KUT News.